Hi everyone, this is Joanna McDermott and I'm the Associate Director for the BC Children's Hospital Center for Mindfulness. And it's my great privilege today to speak with my friend and colleague, Sarb Randhawa. Hi Sarb, how's it going?
Hi Joanna, I'm doing well. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thanks so much for taking some time to talk about mindfulness and caregiving and parents today. So at the Center for Mindfulness, we're really pleased and excited to be able to offer this new program called MERS-PC, which stands for Mindful Awareness and Resilience Skills for Parents and Caregivers. And so this is a series of group sessions that are offered to parents and caregivers whose children are accessing care and support through our hospital. And the intention of the group is really to help parents be at their best while they're caring for their loved one, who may be struggling with psychological distress, such as anxiety or depression and or chronic illness or pain. So Sarb, just to start us off, could you share with us what your role here is at the hospital?
Yes, I am the nurse clinician with the Complex Pain Service for children and youth from BC and the Yukon. We help families who have children with complex and chronic pain-related concerns. It can affect their activities, school attendance, sleep, mood, and worries around the pain.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping our families and our children. Sarb, can you tell us how you first learned of this program, the MERS-PC program?
Through my role as the nurse clinician with the Complex Pain Service, I work closely with the youth health team as well. And a lot of our patients are referred to the program MERS-A, which is administered through the youth health clinic. Mm-hmm. So I was well familiar with that. When I learned that there might be a program for parents and caregivers that's similar, I was very excited to learn more. So I definitely kept my ear out for that and was pleased to learn about it through the team.
Mm-hmm. So for those of you that aren't familiar with MERS-A, it is our mindfulness outpatient program for adolescents at the hospital. And yes, it's actually been our hope and wish for some time to be able to offer something to parents. They've been asking for this for a while, and through the generosity of our donors through the BC Children's Hospital Foundation, we've been able to create this program. So we're really excited about it. Can you tell us what your role is as a MERS-PC ambassador?
My role is to provide families with information about the program. So when I have my first contact with complex pain families, it's via phone. I tell them that there is a program available for families and caregivers to support their children and youth going through the pain. And they're very excited to learn about it because they've been going through a lot of appointments, seeing a lot of health caregivers, and none of that so far has been focused on how the parents and caregivers can support their child going through this difficult process.
Mm-hmm. So what is your sense about why you think mindfulness or this MERS-PC program could help parents and families?
I just want to go back though to my role as an ambassador and how I refer families to the program. So when I first have phone contact with them, if the families are interested in this program, I get their permission to share their contacts with the program administrator from MERS-PC, and they're directly contacted to get involved in the program. So it's a simple process.
Nice, so kind of like a warm handover, if you will. And really, like you say, that's kind of the way that we're trying to create kind of this holding space for these families that are going through a lot, right? So trying to help them get connected as easily as possible. And also, like you say, importantly, with their consent.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so going back to my other question about how you see mindfulness or this program can help families.
Yeah, so it's number one thing is that it gives parents and caregivers permission for self-care. Mm-hmm. Through going through this program helps them learn skills on how to cope with stress and worry and challenges in life, and supporting their child going through it. Now they have some skills. They can say, this is how I can help my child. It also takes a lot of stress out of things, knowing they're doing something positive and effective.
Nice. Thank you for explaining that. Yeah.
So I wanted to, talk a little bit about how I find mindfulness to be quite simple and share some personal experiences with it.
Absolutely.
I find that anybody can do mindfulness by simply taking a nice, easy, big breath. And you don't have to stop what you're doing. You can continue with your task and just slow down your breathing. And if you're writing, you're sitting in classroom and you want to do some mindfulness, just think about the pen you're holding and how it feels. Is it warm or cold or hard or soft? When you're driving to work or walking or riding a bike to school, you can look at the trees and plants and take in their scent and look at how they move in the wind. That's all mindfulness. Personally, I like to do some mindfulness when I'm baking or cooking, when I'm baking and measuring out flour into a bowl from the cup. I just look at how the grains fall and how pretty that looks. With cooking, I just inhale the scents of the spices that I'm adding to the food, especially if I'm making Indian food, all the variety. It's just very nice to take that in for a moment.
Thanks so much, Sarah, for explaining that. As you were talking, I was just sort of taking some deeper breaths and started to imagine how I might like to cook today. And like you said, really enjoying the scents and fragrances, all the things that are really present and remind us that how alive and sometimes how beautiful life can be while at the same time we manage with the difficulties, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just wanted to add that mindfulness is a great skill that you can use for a lifetime in every day. When things don't go smoothly, we can't always control what happens, but we can control our response. Mm-hmm. And mindfulness can really help us do that. Just take a breath and slow down a little bit and live in the moment and not worry about things that could be or may never be. So I find mindfulness excellent for that I would like to cast a wider net. Mm-hmm. And there are some communities that face barriers, like families who live geographically remotely or have language, race, or cultural barriers, as well as two-spirit LGBTQ+ communities and parents living with cognitive impairments and mental health illness. Just to make more of an effort to really include those families as well.
Thank you so much, Sara, for your thoughtful comments. It is our wish, desire, intention to make this program as inclusive and as accessible as possible. So we're going to start here share the word as best we can to support our lovely families that are connected with this hospital, and we're going to grow from there. So again, I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and I hope that the little one outside our room is doing okay. We're here at the hospital today. And Sarb, just thanking you for your time today.
Thank you, Joanna.
Okay.